Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Bob the Builder, and here's what he's got to say. Hey Samian, it seems people got interested in my wife during my last request. She's not like other women, that's for sure. She's a lot worse. Not even like a child, but a pet that needs to be disciplined. You wouldn't think so at first because she's very good at hiding her true nature. She seems to have different personas for different social settings. It's a bit of a cultural thing, since her family's from the East. Public perception is a thing for those with Indian roots. I remember going out for dinner with her parents and she was super hyper. She annoyed her mother in the car on the way there, and she asked her mother if she was planning on treating her according to her age. After a moment of glaring, she went back to being hyper. But the moment the car door opened and we were in public, she was behaving appropriately again. Most things she does are hard to explain, but she is the center of chaos. I think she missed the part about it not being feminine to fight. Not just verbally, though. I've even seen her kick a guy in the shins. She's not physical with me, but man, she's loud when angry. Like a fire-breathing dragon stomping around. Best to just avoid her. I think it's more terrifying when she's angry and quiet. It's like she's plotting something. While most men are dying of thirst, she's drowning me in affection. Every day she comes home for hugs, kisses, and attention. She won't settle down and whines when I don't give that to her. She still does this after so many years and having a kid. If we are apart for a few days, she gets lonely. She'll do stuff like sleep on my side of the bed or want something of mine. I'm not worried about her seeing this request. I call her my pet and she accepts it as something endearing, rather than me being insulting. I also think it's nice how she sort of attacks people that she does not like. Honestly, I have let her loose on a few people too. There's one thing that worries me though. While my son looks like me, he has his mother's personality. Based on what I told you, do I need to worry about anything or something I need to look out for? He probably can't get away with the same things that she does. Because he's a boy. Because he's male. Any advice? He's not even 10 yet, but 6 if that matters. Cheers, Bob the Builder. Well, Bob, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. First sons usually take after their mother's personality and daughters tend to take on the father's for some reason. So with her temper, there's a good chance that he's going to have the same. He's going to have to deal with anger management issues his entire life, by the sounds of your wife. Then again, I got my mother's personality minus her combativeness. I learned to be more stoic. Maybe give your son some writings by Marcus Aurelius when he gets older. As for your wife's behavior, she doesn't sound like a pet. More like a pest. I know many women that are perfectly behaved in public, but when they go home, they raise terror yelling at their husbands for no good reason. Well, there actually is a good reason, and it's using those that they love as emotional dumping grounds so they feel better about themselves. Count yourself lucky that she's using everyone else but you as an emotional tampon. As for myself, I can't even be in the presence of women that yell or have a temper. I've always chalked up a woman raising her voice at me or anyone else as disrespectful, and I've run away from women like those. I have enough self-worth or self-respect and will not tolerate people around me being like that. I was bullied and belittled as a child, and I don't want to relive my trauma over and over again. Bob, it shows that either you don't have much emotional trauma from your past so that your wife doesn't trigger previous traumas, or you don't have much self-respect. I suspect she's going to continue to abuse people around her, and maybe you're the more valuable one in your relationship. So that's why she's not rocking the boat. I don't know. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Bob the Builder is building his own prison clown world show. Bob, raising your son is tricky. They say that if you want to increase the yield of a tomato plant in your backyard, it's best not to provide the perfect growing conditions for it to grow in. It has to experience a mid-range amount of stress to give it the best yields. Your son, if he ends up being a hothead like your wife, will pay the price. And that might be enough suffering to make him turn out just right. Clearly your son can't go around kicking men in the shins. unless he wants to end up getting beaten up and put in a hospital. You also said that your wife doesn't get physically violent with you. Well, at least not yet. At some point she might, and what the hell are you going to do at that point? Will you leave or continue taking that abuse? Most men take the abuse because they want to prove that they're tough and masculine enough to take it. All that aside, I think the most important thing you said was about your wife keeping her cool in certain situations while losing it in others depending on who's watching. That shows me that she's capable of regulating her behavior, but she doesn't have to when she knows she can get away with being a bitch. I was watching a video from Turd-Flinging Monkey recently, and he brought something up called the Kohlberg Scale, and said that women's morality doesn't develop past stage 3 for the most part, out of those 6 stages. Most specifically, most women don't get to stage 5, which is social contract orientation, where you have to consider the perspectives of all affected parties and strive for fairness and justice. Bob, your wife seems to base her morality on conforming to societal norms and obedience to authority. Your wife keeps things civil out in public, but in private, like so many women, loses her mind, because social norms are not there, and if there's no self-interest to motivate her to behave properly, then she won't. Either the law or social norms will force her to conform. But when she's around her mother in the car and no one is watching, they scream at each other because they aren't violating any of society's rules out in public. That's why women typically behave themselves out in public, because they're afraid of losing their social status. But they don't behave because of some higher sense of morality. If you suspect the woman's gonna blow up at you when you say something to her, then tell her out in public, where she can make a scene without losing face and embarrassing herself. She will hate you for it, but she'll also respect you for it, because you outplayed her. Bob, what does it say about your sense of morality and justice as you sick your pen wife onto people you don't like? You aren't exactly maintaining social order. Stage 6 in the Kohlberg Scale is universal ethical principles orientation. This is when a person commits themselves to justice and human rights of the greater good. I know I'm there because I believe it's every man's right to know about female nature, and that men are worthy of that human right. Women fighting me clearly don't believe that. And if they do, then they usually pretend to be female chameleons taking on higher male morality, so they can mirror a man back at himself to seduce him. I make my content so other men don't have to deal with the same suffering with women that I dealt with, not understanding the rules. I want justice for men like myself so they don't have to spend a decade or two of their lives in bad relationships, losing the best years of their lives in the process. Women trying to stop that are looking after their own best interests and not moral principles. So Bob, be hopeful that because your son is a man, unless your wife tries to transition him, then he'll be more likely to rise higher in his morality. Usually that happens if you lead by example. If he sees you turning mama against people, then he's going to grow up and probably manipulate women too, so they hurt others as well. What a wonderful teacher you are. I put a link in the description to a YouTuber called The Broke Millionaire as the not-so-mystery link today. It's about a guy from Toronto that used to sell jeans that lasted for 15 years. He shut down his million-dollar business once his clients, companies like Jean Machine, bought them and sold them. They told him that he needed to use cheap Chinese slave labor instead of making them in Canada, and that he needed to make them lower quality because they lasted for 15 years, and that meant customers wouldn't come back and buy more. It sickened him that all the companies he dealt with told him he had to make products in China back in the 90s. Products that would fall apart quickly and were made cheaply as possible. But instead he was making higher quality clothing. Plus he didn't feel right hiring slave labor in China, even though that's what everybody else was doing. He was doing everything right, but his morality was too strong for our society. I still have a few shirts from the 1990s that are impossible to wear out. And it's been almost 30 years. My point is that being a moral person in today's world is extremely difficult, because others are willing to sell their morality out to beat you in business. The same with women in relationships. If they have lower morality than you, then you are always at a disadvantage. That could also explain why women date bad boy thugs with lower morals than themselves, because then those women might feel superior to those men. I don't know. That's one theory. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Bob the Builder for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Bob's wife smashes men that he doesn't like, and he tricks her into doing it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. this channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think they're morally superior to their wives, but are just as morally bankrupt away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.